They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Well, hey there, and good evening. Welcome to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. That's right. I was recently told that I should change it to either just the Back Porch or TBP-USA, that I couldn't have it both ways. Well, I tell you what, I'm keeping it. Because why? I love it. I am not going to change it because that's just who I am. That's what we are. This is the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, for a reason. And that reason is, this is radio for us. It's a podcast that loves to bring you the entertaining, the weird, the beautiful, the wild, the unimaginable things in life. And that's just how we like it around here.
I call it bold and brash.
And that ain't no lie. So, with that being said, why don't you kick off your shoes and grab yourself some lemonade? Because here on the Back Porch, the world will never cease to amaze you. I encourage you all to write in to me, contact at me, and let me know what you think about these things as well. You can contact me at The Back Porch USA, TheBackPorchUSA, at Gmail, gmail.com. If you can't spell com, you're smart. SMRT. Smart. That's right.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Or you can get a hold of me at anchor.fm/TBP-USA, where you can leave me a voicemail with your thoughts, opinions, meat burger moments, and more, and your opportunity to be featured on a future episode. You can also Google search The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, and you will find my business information. That's right. We are official. We are officially running ads on Google. I never thought I'd say that. In the meantime, the big thing going on right now is seagulls. What the hell is going on with the seagulls? These things are getting bigger and attacking more and more. They are stealing our food from our hands and just, like, they have become vicious creatures against us. Just like the squirrels, they're now in with the mix of the animal conspiracy. I tell you what, the animal conspiracy is no lie, folks. It is the biggest thing known to man. There is no Illuminati. There is no Freemason secret society. There is Freemasons. And they help people. But the animal conspiracy is real. That being said, we're going to cut to commercial break. I love you guys. I'll catch you on the flip side. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, where I, Luke Eller, your satirical humorous host, brings you the world for your enjoyment. We're going to start off with a little story about a Mr. Eric Dion Warren, who is heading to prison for 20, that is right folks, 20 years, after pleading guilty for attempting to buy a car. Mr. Warren wanted to buy himself a new black BMW, so like any law-abiding citizen would, he went down to the dealership and asked to take one for a test drive. It was during that joyride that Warren had the bright idea upon robbing the AIM bank in Woolforth, Texas. Now, number one, folks, you don't rob banks. It's not a good idea. These days, they catch you. They catch you way too fast. And then you're done and over with. You get your 5 minutes of fame, but you don't get into money no more. It's too hard to do. But you don't rob a bank in Texas either. I live in Texas. I know what it's like to live down here. I am a gun owner myself. And this is why you don't rob anybody in Texas. It's just a bad idea. A bad idea. Somebody gone done gonna get themselves shot. That's what I say. Well, he didn't get himself shot, but he did get away in that BMW that he took off for in the test drive and went back to the dealership that he took it from. Now, during the robbery, he had demanded over $10,000 in cash, so Mr. Warren did come up a little bit short after using a pellet gun painted black and focusing on only one single teller. He fled the scene of the robbery with a little bit over $5,000 in cash, including stacks of strapped $20 bills. He was then arrested shortly after upon going back to the car dealership and flaunting his score around the dealership and tried to buy the car with the money he had stolen. The money was identified at the dealership as the strapped $20 stacks. Yeah. Mr. Warren is not the brightest man in the shed. The least you can do is drive the car out into the desert and pray to God they don't find you stumbling through there with bags of money strapped to you. Oh, some people, I'm telling you, like I said last week, it takes all sorts of people to run the world. And speaking about running the world, folks, well, the world is starting to kick back off again. We down here in Texas apparently are looking at a statewide freedom of the mask and freedom to do what you want, as you want, as you will, by orders of the Texas governor. And I think we're supposed to start any day now. As well, Cheyenne, Wyoming news reports that Governor Mark Gordon announced on Monday that the same thing will be happening in Wyoming. They are lifting the statewide mask mandate next week. Yeah, baby, March 16th. Yeah, bans are being lifted for requirements of bars, restaurants, theaters, gyms, or anywhere where an employee must wear masks while customers are not seated in small groups kept to at least 6 feet apart. So everything's going back to normal, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry about the fact that there's still COVID out there and, you know, we might want to continue wearing masks for a while. No, not everybody is vaccinated. And I think for the time being, I myself am going to continue wearing a mask. I personally don't want to go through having to get COVID and running the risk of dying like several people I know have. this is not, it's not something to toy around with, and this is where we're hitting spring break, and everybody's going to go out and have a good old time, and it's going to cause COVID to resurge with such ferocity that nobody's going to know what the hell to do. They say they've given you a COVID vaccine. They may very well have given you a COVID vaccine, but that vaccine only works for one strand of COVID. COVID is mutating. COVID is not staying the same. It is mutating faster than they can come up with vaccines for. So, what am I doing? I'm continuing to wear a mask, and I'm continuing to social distance as long as I very well damn well need. That's what I'm doing. And here at the Back Porch USA, you are encouraged to do whatever the hell you want to do. You want to go out there and go out and have fun? You do that. You do that, my friend, but you come back and tell me. Tell me how you feel. You know, if you get COVID, don't come crying to me. I just had the weirdest experience. It was a call from a Mr. I wish I would have been live for this. This is a little special part of the show. I'm happy. Okay, where are my calls? I got a call from an Ezekiel Obadara. Ezekiel Obadara, I am very glad that you called in. I want you to know, this man started wanting to me to teach him about podcasting and stuff, and I am not a teacher, nor am I a leader of any sort. I am a leader of original thought. We'll put it that way. But I am not, in no way am I offering services of any sort of branding, nor am I offering services of teaching you how to do this, but I do encourage you to keep calling in. Ezekiel, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry that it didn't work out, but I wish you the best in your ventures. Just really weird. Asking if I... Oh, do you make money off your radio... No, I don't. I run a single podcast here. Single, just one-man operation. I run a podcast from my desk in my game room / office, which you see behind me in my live streams. Now, I love you all. I love you all. Keep calling in. Keep calling in. I wish I could have helped you, Ezekiel. That being said, I'm going to tune things out early for the night. I am tired. I'm bushwhacked. I'm bamboozled by the fact that life has taken me in this direction. Yeah. Peace out. I'll catch you on the flip side, folks. Eller's out. Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group, The Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA. for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.